At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wednesday, as it were, Crisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. continuing his all-star break. And Matt Scraby alongside. It's Gwynn and Chris from now until 6 o'clock. Should be another fun afternoon here. On San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. And today we begin the show, actually, on the YouTube chat. We got on time today, Scraby.
Well, I'm always on time.
Bit of a... Get out of here. You are
I
not.
I am.
You spent half the time you pressed the wrong buttons.
No, my camera feeds the audio, so I have to be on.
You're never on.
I'm always on.
Anyway, we're both here, and glad you're with us today. We've got a lot of fun stuff lined up. Of course, Padres are one day closer now, I guess, to the start of the second half of the season. And if you you may not have heard, the Padres have just announced... No, they didn't trade for somebody. The Padres have just announced... No, they're not bringing up... They're not bringing up Ethan Salas.
He's hurt, so that would,
no,
be,
he's hurt
that
anyway.
Would be a good thing.
I don't even know. No, the Padres have just announced their rotation, pitching rotation, to start the second half of the season. And so it is Friday in Washington, D.C., returning to the site of his no-hitter last July. It will be Dylan Cease who kicks off the second half of the season for the Friars. Followed by, is it Darvish Pivetta or the other way around?
It is Darvish Pivetta.
Darvish
yes.
On Saturday, Pivetta on Sunday. So Padres have set their rotation to begin things. I imagine the club will leave for Washington, D.C. tomorrow morning. And as we discussed yesterday, guys like Manny Machado and Fernando will either fly private jets all over the country or they will just head straight from Atlanta up to Washington, D.C. But that's Friday, Padre Baseball here on 97.3 The Fan. Until then, we have a little time to kick around the All-Star game last night, Scraby. And I was trying to think of a very... Yeah, I was trying to... You and your Helen Dell on the stadium
Helen
organ.
Helen Dell?
You don't know who Helen Dell is.
I don't.
When I was growing up, man, that was a big thing at Dodger Stadium.
This reminds me of the All-Star game.
No, this reminds me of like 19... You talk about me and Strasburg ready to go. Yeah, this reminds me of like 1940s baseball. But... Yeah, no, at Dodger Stadium, the great voice, the PA voice of the Dodgers was a guy named John Ramsey. He had the greatest, deepest voice of all time, and he was all, not only the PA voice of the Dodgers, but he did the Rams, he did the Lakers, he did USC, and he did UCLA. He was the PA broadcaster for all of them, and he used to always say, time now to, you know, between innings, he'd give you the old announcement, you know. Time now to listen to Helen Dell on the Dodgers Stadium organ. And then she'd play something
this?
Kind of boring like this or whatever, you know. So
this is the, this yeah, is All-Star game to
Helen
me.
Dell was, I bet you, Helen Dell, I think, was 80 years old in, like, the 1970s and in the 80s and in the 90s.
She just never aged.
She just never aged. Yeah. It was like,
I mean, if you're an organ player, I guess you can't age.
We're just going to Helen, and she's going to be there. For all I know, Dodger fans, help me out here. Helen Dell might still be the organ player at Dodger Stadium. I'm not sure. But anyway, I was trying to think of something, you know, some quip to open the show today. And say how you and I were not going to actually do a radio show today. We were going to do something which is the radio version of a swing off.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't think of anything, you know, that fit.
Well, we like, do have a bat in here.
What would be the talk show version of deciding an all-star game with a home run contest rather than actually deciding a game by playing the game?
Maybe,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
Yeah, maybe like a final statement on a topic.
Hey, I didn't really have something that worked there. So did I like the... I'll ask you first. The swing-off. I will tell you that, first of all, as I watched the game, and you know me, I watched it later in the evening on DVR.
Boo.
No way I was devoting 3.5 full hours to an exhibition game. But I did want to watch. And, yeah, I probably deserve that, but I don't mind. That's just kind of the way I watch games. And
I know it is.
Yeah, we've already come to this
The only
discussion.
Time it's good is when the Aztecs are getting beat by 40 against North Carolina, and
right,
Chris has no idea. That's when I'm like, he's going to get home at midnight. He's going to sit down.
He's
going to
be all excited
this.
And then watch it. But again, even when that happens, I have the ability to just say bleep it and fast forward through the end of the game.
That's
so
true.
I still didn't donate 2.5 hours to something that I don't want to see.
That's a good point.
So there's that advantage. But I was watching, obviously, like everyone else, and they got to, I don't know, was the bottom of the eighth inning or something like that. The National League was winning at the time,
yes.
I believe, still 6-4, 6-3.
6-4.
Okay, and they showed a shot of Pete Alonso on the cage cam.
Yeah,
they
I
actually
like the
called
cage
it
cam.
The cage cam.
I like that.
And Pete Alonso's down there taking swings, and I'm like, the hell is he doing?
He's just getting his work in.
I had no idea. I'm like, what is he doing? Why in the world? He played in the game, and now I know the second half starts Friday, but does he really need some extra swings before he gets on the plane?
He's just
for
a
the
baseball
next game?
Player, man.
Right. What a dedicated guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the All-Star game. Pete Alonso's so dedicated. He's down there in the cage taking swings. I didn't understand.
Hey, at least he stuck around till the end of the game.
Yeah, right. There was probably some players they couldn't even choose from because they weren't even there.
The rule was that they had to choose on Monday who was going to go.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh,
so they already knew the lineups.
They already knew who the three guys were. See, I'll be honest with you, and I'm supposed to write no, I guess, this stuff, but I had no idea that the game was going to be decided with a home run contest.
I did not
None
either.
None whatsoever. And when the American League tied the game in the top of the ninth, my first thought was, well, hey, Fernando's coming up in the bottom of the ninth. Maybe he can win the game and be the hero. Everybody else was thinking, gee, I hope the National League gets out in the bottom of the ninth so we can have a home run contest. I didn't know that was happening. And when the game ended, and Braden just told me that I guess they put this rule in like 3 years ago.
We've talked about it, but...
But I never thought about it again.
So I didn't
even know.
Yeah, we talked about it, but I thought the same thing. I was like, who's going to pitch for this
Well, I knew there was a couple of pitchers available. I know Josh Hader didn't pitch and some other guys. But when the game actually ended, I saw they showed Aaron Boone walking down the dugout there, out in front of the dugout, and he held up three fingers.
Yeah.
And I thought he was like, does anybody want to go pitch, or do I have anybody left? I didn't know what he was actually doing. But he was signaling, hey, I need those three guys who are going to do the home run contest. And so that went into the home run contest. And you know my first thought. I'm an old, you know, get-off-my-lawn guy. I go, this is ridiculous. They're really going to do this? But I loved it. I got to be honest with you. I loved it. How could you not love it? It was great. It was great theater. The great thing about it was that Brent Rooker hit a couple of home runs.
He did, yeah.
And then Stowers hit one.
Stowers.
The next guy hit. You know what I mean? Everybody
I
did something. And then, you know, Schwarber, it was pretty impressive. I got to say, I don't care if they're underhanding the ball to you. To on command, be able to hit three straight home runs like that. you got to tip your cap. I mean, not surprised. We've seen Schwarber do this a million times, but it was fun. The only thing that I missed out on was I thought it was a bit of a dud of a finish because the Tampa Bay player, Aranda,
yeah.
Yeah, his last swing, he popped out to like shortstop.
Yeah, it was over.
And it was hilarious because, he swings. You see the the batting practice pitcher for the American League was throwing the ball. He turns around like, is that going out? And you can see Aranda going, is that going out? And you're sitting here going, that's not even going to get out of the infield.
I know. Joe Davis was like,
right.
And it's going towards, I'm like, it was middle of the outfield.
Right. It was such a dud to me to have it end with a ball plopping into left field.
Yeah.
So that was the only negative. It would have been much better if Aranda could have got at least one home run.
If you're going to have three guys go, have three guys go and see what the score is.
Oh, well, that would have been silly to have Pete Alonso come up at that point and take three swings.
But I wanted to see Pete Alonso.
Well, it would have been more exciting, obviously, if it had ended with him hitting a home run.
Stauer should have been third.
Rather than the other guy. But, look, it was great theater.
Theater.
I enjoyed it, and I hope I don't ever see it again until maybe the next All-Star game. Don't even, please, don't put this in the regular season. Don't think that this is so good now that we need to have it in a regular season game.
We're going to have to talk about this at some point because there are some prominent writers out there who are saying certain things that
people
not are, that it's coming to the game, but it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Here's why. I'm going to tell you why I don't like it based on some actual stuff rather than just I don't like it. Here's one of the things I don't care for. And maybe I'm going to read too much into this, but if you are going to start deciding games with a home run contest like that, I'm not even that worried about that each team could find three guys to swing.
Yeah.
But who has the best batting practice pitcher to lay the ball right in there? I mean, you could see every single player was, like a Rosarena came up. He didn't know the guy who was even throwing. It was a Yankee coach, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at him. He said, hey, throw a few in here. And, and the guy was like, are you ready? And a Rosarena, yeah, just throw it in here. I want to see it. And even the last guy, he took 10 pitches.
He did.
So you'd have to start maybe putting some rules in like that.
Pitching machine?
Here you go. Because should the team that has the best batting practice pitcher start winning games? For counting into the standings, that's
an interesting way.
That's
to put
my
it.
Way of looking at it. To me, you've got to have a great batting practice pitcher can just toss it in there for these guys to hit it out of the ballpark. I don't think it's going to make it in my lifetime. It might make it in yours, but I really, you think baseball? I mean, look, hockey decides with a shootout. It's exciting.
Soccer
it's
does not, too sometimes.
Soccer, I hate it. I've never liked watching soccer for 6 hours. Nobody scores a goal. And then all of a sudden, 9 balls go into the back of the net. And the goalie has no chance to stop them. But I don't think it's the way. And I hope baseball doesn't do it. I'm not ready to commit to that.
Can I tell you one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Stauers, he was selected because Eugenio Suarez got hit by the pitch.
He was a replacement.
That's why
guy.
Dave Roberts goes, he just found out right now he's the guy. And then Stauers, I thought it was hilarious when they interviewed him, and he was like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't know this was happening. Yeah, I was
it was
forward.
Really funny.
I fast-forwarded through some of those. I don't like the on-field interviews in general, but anyway, I liked it. Okay, so if you're wondering, did I like it? I loved it. I really did. But I if you think it's going to be exciting like 4 times a night, I don't know that that's the answer for you. Like if every single game that goes into extra innings, you're going to have like 300 of these things or 400 of these things by the end of the season. It's going to lose
how about a
lot of excitement. I get it. If you were at Petco Park and the top of the ninth inning, it's tied, and you're thinking, all right, time to go. We got to beat the traffic. But there's a home run contest. You might stay. So I see that thinking. But again, are you going to stay? You'll stay in April. Are you going to stay in August when it's the 21st time that year that they're doing it?
Yeah, I do think that the novelty wears off after a little
probably
bit.
Probably will.
But what about this? And I know we need to go to break, but that's at this fine. Point, we got to go to 17 or 18.
Okay.
What if they did 12 innings of a regular season game and they had the ghost runner, so it helps them try to get a run on the board, and then you go to the swing off. Now, I'm not a fan of putting this in the regular season. I don't think this is a way you should be deciding Major League Baseball games.
Right.
Because forever it's been the way it is, and I know that change can happen, but this is totally changing everything. And I know the ghost runner did, and I know that people weren't happy about that, but I don't mind it. I mean, no. I don't need to see these guys go 18 innings.
I think the notion of the ghost runner and the notion the baseball was putting in there is the fact that it's going to even out over a season. Like most teams, if you play 10 extra inning games, your record is going to be 6-4, 5-5, 4-6. It's going to pretty much even out. I wonder, and this is really, you know, going on to the future, but if they did go with the home run contest, let's just say, would the Yankees be 11-0 and would the Blue Jays be 0-11, and is that fair? And I'm just using those two teams as examples.
I know.
You could find a team that had three Schwarbers on it, and they would start playing for extra innings. Like, they wouldn't even necessarily need to try to win the game, per se, right? They would just say, well, let's get to extra innings because I got three Schwarbers coming up.
That's true.
I'm probably going to win the contest.
So I don't know
that's what you want. Those are some of the quirks and the problems I have with committing to it.
I don't think they're going
to. This is the way baseball games should be decided.
The only thing that makes me nervous is that Rob Manfred is a guy who's like, everybody loves this. We need to put this in the game right now.
Hey,
everybody, if you want to swing off,
I want to see Corey Seager. Hitting the contest.
In the Big Five, I'm going to ask you, which three Padres are you choosing in your swing?
You're gonna wait till the Big Five?
Yeah, we gotta wait till the Big Five.
Luis Camposano's probably not gonna be considered.
Oh, he got optioned today.
He got sent to the minor leagues again today. But anyway, all right. We gotta, move along here a little bit. But we're underway. We'll talk more about the All-Star game. There's a couple of other things in the All-Star game that I really liked. I thought there were some really good moments last night. It wasn't just the home run hitting contest, although that's everything everyone will remember. Talk about the Padres' performance. We'll talk about some other things. And coming up on the show, along with a visit from Kurt Kenny, who is at the Mountain West Conference Football Media Days in Las Vegas. So we'll get the latest
awkward.
On the Aztecs there. Yeah, right. Let's find out how awkward it is. Because remember, the Aztecs are leaving the conference.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, UNLV, they're staying in among other teams. So, yeah, we'll check in on that. Both Scraby and I, as the show goes along today, we're going to do our three predictions. Three things that we think will happen in the second half for the Padres, and three things we think will happen in the second half in Major League Baseball. So we'll get to that and all the other things going on a middle-of-the-week get-together. I also invite everybody, since I have an extra second here, stay tuned more than usual for the first break here.
Ah.
I have something new that I'm going to be reading to all of you. It's important, number one. But I know you've heard me talk about SD Fat Loss.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me talk about Spiro's.
I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say that correctly. We have something new to discuss. So stick around. The debut read of our new sponsor.
Nice.
Coming up here in just a moment as Gwen and Chris is underway.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 2:23 is the time. Jonathan Aranda. He's in my crosshairs today.
He's on my fantasy team.
He's not on mine, and but he cost me last night.
Have a huge bet on this thing or something?
I'll tell you what happened. First of all, Jonathan Aranda, congrats to both he and Alejandro Kirk. They're both from Tijuana. They're local guys from there who made it not just to the big leagues, but made it to the All-Star game. So impressive, and congrats. And I know that baseball fans just south of the border were probably quite excited to see both guys in the All-Star game. And, of course, Aranda comes up there, and he needs to hit one home run, at least, to extend the home run contest. And I have another question, by the way.
Okay, I'll do my best to answer.
What if he had hit one and tied it, and then that ended up tied? What would they do then?
I don't think they thought that far. Maybe it's a distance.
Right. Do they take the longest home run again like they did in the real contest?
I've read a ton of articles about
and
this.
Nobody's mentioned that
I have
yet?
Not seen that once.
Right. So, okay.
I don't even think they thought this game was going to end up in a swing-off because the American League was down two runs. Unfortunately, we're watching it here. When Robert Suarez came out, I got nervous for some reason. I was like, please, make this a long inning.
Well, your guy Bobby Witt hurt him with that double down the line.
It's also an All-Star game, so you're facing the best of the best of the best.
Sure you are.
So.
And but anyway, yeah, Suarez gets a blown save. Morejon gave up two runs, so you know that kind of thing. But here's what cost me with Aranda. We do something in our fantasy baseball league that I think is kind of fun.
Your fantasy baseball league is wacky.
Well, I'm the one who brought this up many years ago, and it was voted through. If one of your players, and the National League would have to win the game, so it hasn't come into play very much recently because we have an all-National League fantasy league. But if your player is named MVP of the All-Star game, you get $100 out of the pool.
Whoa.
Just get $100. And so it's kind of it's a totally arbitrary thing, but to me, it adds a little flavor to watching the All-Star game.
It definitely does.
Okay. Well, I have Pete Alonso on my team. If Aranda would have hit one home run and tied it up, Pete Alonso would have come up.
Mm.
He probably would have hit one. Then he would have been the MVP.
No, Kyle Schwarber.
No way.
Kyle Schwarber hit 3 of 3.
But Alonso hits one, and you add it to his 3-run home run during the game?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you're
Alonso
right.
Alonso would have been the MVP. So when Aranda comes up, I'm sitting there like, come on, get one at least. And then I would have probably had the $100.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
So, Aranda, you owe me $100 or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to sit down and write a dirty email like a lot of people would do.
Oh, no, I think you need to get in his DMs and tell him he's a horrible human being.
Yeah, you idiot. Yeah. Did you know?
Yeah, I hope you never play baseball again.
Yeah, you know, you cost me.
I want my $100.
Yeah, well, first of all, I thought I had it because when Alonso hit the 3-run home run, I'm like, oh, that's it. He's the MVP.
Yep.
And then, of course, the game ended up changing around and get tied. And then when they went to the home run thing and I saw that he was last, I'm like, wow, this might actually work in my favor.
That could work in your favor.
But he never got the hit.
I thought you were going to say something like, if they hit a home run during the All-Star game, then you get a home run to start the week or something.
Yeah.
But no, you had money on the line.
I would have got $100. Instead, the guy who owns Kyle Schwarber ended up with $100. So.
I don't like that.
I like it.
Do you like the guy who has Kyle Schwarber in your league?
I don't even know who has him. Oh. So I know it wasn't me. I just know I didn't win. Somebody else will get the $100 at the end of the season. So anyway, fun, crazy
that
stuff.
That's a nice wrinkle.
And this is fair. CBSSports.com, and we'll ponder this as we go to our first break. But if you're going to do this, you're going to do the home run thing, how do you not put Judge in? How do you not put Shohei in?
Because
they
left.
How do you not put Cal Raleigh in?
Cal Raleigh was out of the game for 90 minutes, and they didn't think it was good to get him back warm.
But you said that they decided the people 6 days ago.
No, they decided him on Monday.
Aaron Judge wasn't even in the running for it.
No,
then.
He was already in his street clothes being interviewed before the game was even over.
Yeah, well, he could have stayed in his uniform since he was there.
Oh, I'm with you.
And then been in the home run contest.
I'm with you. Shohei Ohtani, too. But Dave Roberts was like, no, Shohei was long gone by that point.
I get it, but I don't. That's not a fair complaint, though.
That's a fair complaint.
You get to the home run. Like, Schwarber and Alonso, to me, with all due respect to the other four guys, Alonso and Schwarber were the only two true home run hitters that were in this
Totally. I agree with you there. I mean,
you said you're going to ask me in the Big Five who the Padres should pick. Well, they're certainly not going to have Tyler Wade, Bryce Johnson, and...
Who are you? What? Why? I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Right? Fernando also did not want to, and team request was also a thing.
Yeah.
So if a team requested their player not be in the swing off.
I'm so tired of that.
Which Dave Roberts has full control over the Dodgers players.
I don't want him to get hurt. Swinging too hard.
Fernando said he wouldn't do the home run derby because his oblique has been acting up. And you know what, Chris? I am a guy who crushes guys who say that. I think this shows maturity in Fernando, honestly. Like, to know that, hey, my oblique is acting up.
Didn't seem to keep him swinging and missing all night long.
Aww.
How'd he strike out? Twice?
Yeah, but he walked and stole a base and scored a run.
Yeah, so oblique didn't bother him on the steal. I mean, you know, give me a break. If you're playing baseball, play the game. Stop it. And you agree with me.
I do.
Don't try to switch allegiances.
I can't, because I always crush guys who don't do this stuff. And Fernando, I would have loved to see him do the swing.
We can't put Shohei Ohtani in the home run contest. Why? Because he might swing the bat three more times? Is that gonna wreck the end of his season?
No, because he was on a plane already on the way home, Chris.
Yeah, well, that's possible.
I think that's also weird. Like, you can't stay the rest of the game?
Not a fan of that.
Yeah.
You know what? Let guys like Juan Soto fly home early. The rest of the guys should stay around.
Like, M. McKee said something that's great. What if it was Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge in a three-swing swing-off? Like, or at least they match up once. That would be massive.
You'd have to watch it.
You would have to watch it.
I mean, you watched it anyway because it was novel.
Yes.
But you'd have to watch. Yeah, so... All right. It was fun. Like I said, I liked it.
They got a ton of conversation out of it, and I think that's what they wanted.
Well, they've got that. All right, more Gwen and Chris coming up. I believe we have a sports court coming up.
We totally do, and we're going to talk about Dave Roberts and his managing of the Padres in the game last night.
Do I have to put my wig on for this?
I'm going to go get him.
Coming back.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Wood Jr. enjoying the All-Star break.
I actually think he told us last week. Sorry, my wig.
Oh, my wig! I forgot the wig!
He told us last week that he was going to celebrate one of his daughter's birthdays because they hadn't been able to do it. So they're going to do it today, I believe.
Tony is, like we said this earlier in the week, when he's off, he probably works harder sometimes than when he's on. And he's always, you know, because he's got family duties.
Yeah, he's always working.
Duties is the wrong word. He loves
family time.
You know, his kids. And
yes, of course.
He's a great father. Anyway, Tony, we miss you. And safe travels to D.C. tomorrow. The Padres will leave. And they will play Friday with Dylan Cease on the mound to kick off the second half of the season. Dylan Cease returning to the site of his no-hitter last year. But he won't have the same catcher. As he had for the no-hitter last year. People probably have forgotten by now, but it was Luis Campusano who caught that no-hitter. You know, the notion is that, and I know he's 0 for 21. I get it. He's walked, what, six or seven times. But the fact that they keep bringing the guy up with no chance to succeed, you know, flying him in, putting him in the lineup, flying him home.
Yeah.
It's not easy for the guy.
No, it's not.
And so I'm giving him a little benefit of the doubt. I know a lot of you aren't. But the notion why Campusano has not been on this club all year is that he's lousy defensively. Well, first of all, Maldonado, based on what I see, is not what he once was. Passed balls,
yeah.
His throwing is not, you know, anything great shakes. But what he does do, if you listen to Mike Schilt and everybody else, is stuff you don't see. He calls a perfect game behind the plate. He works effortlessly with the pitchers. And same with Diaz. So that's why Mike Schilt loves those two guys.
Maldonado has already said he wants to get into coaching, and so he's been hanging
out
with Mike Schilt.
He's a manager behind home plate. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Mike Schilt feels very comfortable with him.
But put him on the IL. Keep him in the dugout, I guess.
The point is, they by saying that, they're also telling me that they don't think Campusano is, you know, great at that. But he did catch a no-hitter. I mean, it's not like he's impossibly can't ever do it back there in terms of calling the game. So, you know, look, on and on we go with this whole thing with Campusano. But it'll be Cease, and then it'll be Darvish on Saturday. It'll be Pivetta on Sunday. All right. We have our wigs on because Scraby is taking us all. Wait a minute. Forgot.
Oh, you have your gavel.
New gavel.
Yes,
somebody gave us a gavel.
Like a real gavel.
Look at that. Like the real thing. It says, the. I don't know who this is, the Honorable Alan Rosen. Judge Rosen, if you're out there, we have your gavel.
Yeah, how did you get this gavel?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, I found him.
He's actually a guy?
Yeah.
The Honorable Alan Rosen, and does it say in the webpage that he's missing his gavel? somebody gave me this gavel with his name on it. I didn't even know this.
No, but apparently this has got to be a different Alan Rosen,
okay.
But he's in the constable for Harris County.
Oh.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I doubt that the gavel traveled across country to our possession. Here we go, sports court time.
Sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I just want to say, if you like Sports Court and you like the wigs, thank Nate on the chat for them. Because
Nate
he's
is the
one
guy with the wigs. Thank Kina. Is the young lady's name.
Kina. For the gavel.
For the gavel.
All right.
She gave it to my wife, Lori, for Lori to pass it along to me.
All right.
So
there we go.
We have listeners far and wide.
We do.
Out there.
Yes,
so
we do.
Somebody came to my wife, said, hey, I know they do the sports court. I got an extra gavel.
I didn't tell you this yet, Chris. I had a listener last week say that they had to move for work to the Philippines, and they still watch our YouTube every single day because it reminds them of home. So
that's very cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Philippines, one of our friends of the show, Naomi Panganiban,
oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Aztec player, is from the Philippines.
Yes.
I grew up in San Diego, of course, played high school here, but she's from the Philippines. And Naomi is currently in Asia,
okay,
in China, playing in the Asian Games for the Philippines.
Very nice.
And I'm getting updates on my, you know, Instagram feed, and I think she's doing quite well over there.
Oh, so good for her.
Repping the Philippines well. Way
yes.
to go, Naomi.
Way to go, Naomi.
Okay.
All right, here we go to the first one. We got actually... These are all real stories that we're going to decide, and they're not like just from Reddit or something like that. First one's really simple, Chris. You're up first. I got so many messages about how they need us to talk about how Dave Roberts enjoyed all of the Padres failing last night. And I go back and forth in my head.
Right.
But do you think that Dave Roberts enjoyed taking Padres out of the game last night? We walked in studio. Oh, the gavel.
No, go ahead.
We walked in studio, and
just as the replay of him taking Mordejón out came on the TV.
Yes, with no outs and everything.
He didn't get anybody out.
And what did you say?
First of all, I feel like the chasm between myself and Dave Roberts
is expanding.
Has gotten wider and wider and wider.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what happens when you...
He's a San Diego.
Swing.
He's a San Diego guy. I told you the one time I got thrown in together with him and actually hosted a show.
Yes,
and I really, you know, enjoyed spending some time with him. He was dabbling in some of the radio stuff before he got, you know, his manager. So I really like Dave Roberts, and I think on a personal level I still like him. But he's done a lot of things that have bothered me now. Mm-hmm. So the chasm is you said it's prying open.
Yeah, it's expanding.
I think Dave Roberts is not beyond doing...
He's thinking about how to say this, everyone.
Yeah. I don't think Dave Roberts is beyond managing in a way last night that might have put a little doubt or distrust in the minds of a couple of the Padres.
Okay.
And I think Mordejón was one of them. You had led 6-0. You don't need to come out of the game before he gets an out.
Maybe.
And I know that Dave Roberts came running out there and was laughing and saying, I hate to do this. Well, then don't do it. You don't need to take him out in 6-0. And not only that, the guy who came in immediately gave up a 3-run bomb. So I thought, Mordejón probably, and I hope he just took it the right way and didn't.
He seemed like he did.
But if I was Mordejón and you took me out, like, to me that's embarrassing on a stage like that in the All-Star game. I give up a walk and a hit and you take me out. And now I'm going to really not like, I'm going to be upset. And I think Dave Roberts wouldn't mind Mordejón feeling upset because that's going to work into his head a little down the road. The second part is, when they went to the ninth inning, I thought to myself, are they going to go with Suarez or are they going to go with Diaz? Well, Diaz is the guy that was originally chosen for the game. Suarez was not.
That's true.
So, to me, it should have been Diaz.
All right, interesting.
But he went Suarez. Why do I think he went with Suarez? Just on the hope that maybe Suarez might struggle and blow the save. That's something negative that goes into his mind for the second half. So, I don't think Dave Roberts is beyond trying to mess with the Padres.
Ooh,
a little
got
last
a gavel.
Night. Yeah. I don't think he's beyond it. I don't know that I can... I'm not going to ever be able to prove it. This is the problem, and this is sports court.
Yeah.
So I have to say he's innocent, because I cannot prove any of this. But I think it's possible. Yeah, I do.
All right, you said most of it. I think it is possible, but I also think that there was a lot of two batter pitching changes just to try to get all the pitchers into the game.
Understood.
So maybe that's it.
But one of them was Kershaw, which was staged.
It was, but then they put in Jason Adam right after that. Jason Adam got his one out, and he pitched early in the game. I did see a couple times, like, I had the feeling of, is he messing with the Padres right now? So, like Chris said, I maybe think there is a possibility, but there's no proof in this,
Dave
so
Roberts
he's innocent.
Dave Roberts is sly like a
fox.
F-O-X. Absolutely. Let me say something. If Dave Roberts ran out there and laughingly took Mordejón out, like kind of on a whim, I don't believe he does anything on a whim. I think he is prepared for everything.
Yes.
And I think, right-handed batter up, he's going to be able to explain it. But, let's embarrass Mordejón a little bit, because I think that was embarrassing.
I saw them talking, and I was reading Mordejón's lips, and Dave Roberts seemed to be saying, I know I'm taking you out a little bit early. You got some guys on base, but I got to get some other guys. And Mordejón
said,
it's cool. It's cool. I get it.
Well, what's Mordejón going to do? Punch him right there?
I would have loved to see that, Chris.
Okay.
And if it was up to Pete Alonso, which we're going to talk about in the Big Five, maybe he would have. All right, next one. This one's from the U.S. Open, kind of, but Oakmont Country Club has banned golfer Wyndham Clark from its property after he damaged his locker following a missed cut at last month's U.S. Open. In a letter sent to members this week, Oakmont president, John Lynch, there's a lot of John Lynches out there, said the club reached its decision after multiple discussions with the USGA and the club's board. According to the letter, the ban could be lifted if Wyndham Clark pays for damages, makes a quote-unquote meaningful contribution to a charity selected by Oakmont, and undergoes counseling and or anger management therapy. He broke the locker at the U.S. Open, and then, Chris, at the PGA Championship in May, Clark threw his driver and damaged a sign near the tee box that featured one of his most prominent sponsors, and he had to apologize for that as well. He apologized for both of them. So I'm up first. Is this a fair response from Oakmont Country Club? Yes, because it's their property. I don't think you need to I don't think you need to... Let me start this over. Is it a fair response? Yes, they should. Because he damaged property, I do think that they have the ability to ban him from the club. But I also think that they're making way too big of a deal out of this by saying he needs to make a meaningful contribution to a charity. What is meaningful? $100,000? $10,000? Like, give him a number at least. And make him pay for the damage. I don't know about anger management. It seems like a real court would have to put him in that. But I think they're fair in banning him because he did break a locker in their locker room. Chris?
I'm going to say this. I'm not throwing this out of my courtroom. And You know I like to.
Yes, you do.
I'm not throwing this out. I think this is totally within reason of Oakmont Country Club to levy all of these penalties, even the one that asked for a donation to charity. This is completely not only unprofessional, but it just shows a complete lack of respect for the tournament, for the club itself. Nobody should be so big that they feel like they can just bust open a locker and break whatever else he broke. You know, he ended up missing the cut by one shot. So
he was angry.
And it was on the last hole. I'm sorry, man. I hit one into the water yesterday. I can't go rip up the Enagic golf club because I was upset.
You're right.
I just can't. But here's the other thing, because it's fair to give you both sides, and you did already. But Clark did say, quote, "My actions are uncalled for, completely inappropriate, and it makes it clear that I have things to work on."
Okay.
So I believe he kind of has the message already, and I think Oakmont pushing him towards some counseling is only going to help him get what he needs, because he needs it. And this is a guy that won the U.S. Open 2 years ago, so he's a great golfer.
Yep.
But you can't behave like this.
No, you can't. You can't. That's a good explanation. All right, next one. The Kansas City Royals reacquired veteran utility player Adam Frazier today in a trade with the Pirates. Frazier's played in 78 games this season, split between second base, left field, and right field. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to do this, Chris.
Okay.
He was on the Padres. Remember that? He got traded to the Padres in 2021. Well, his career batting average heading towards the Padres was .281.
Okay.
His career batting average after he was traded to the Padres, .240.
Yeah.
So I've been asked this. Did the Padres break Adam Frazier, Chris?
No. Adam Frazier won a batting title. Okay? Was the batting champion.
Until he came to the Padres.
All right. Of the... was it the National League, right? Won the batting title.
Did he win it?
I thought he did. Or, no, I know
he
what
was leading.
That's what it was. He was leading the batting race when the Padres acquired him. Thank you.
Yes.
He was hitting .324. He then hit 60 points lower than that. And he's been pretty bad ever since. But I just don't know that he was that good of a player. I think if you look at his batting averages before,
.281.
And now I'm holding my gavel like a cigar. You know, he hit, he had a season where he hit .230. You know what I mean?
That was after the Padres, wasn't it?
No, that was before.
Okay.
Anyway, I think Adam Frazier caught lightning in a bottle, hit .324 for half a season. I'm not saying the Padres overreacted. They were just hoping that he would continue that. And it's just, he's just not that good.
All right.
But I will also say this. The 2021 season, in which the Padres failed miserably in the second half, the acquiring of Adam Frazier was one of the reasons they failed. Not only did he do poorly, but remember, his acquisition moved everybody around and started taking people out of the lineup to get him in there.
It did, yeah.
And they put him here and they put him there and they had to put guys on the... It completely messed everything up.
They had to force him into the lineup because they made the trade.
It was a bad fit all the way around.
Yeah, did the Padres break Adam Frazier? I don't think the Padres broke Adam Frazier, but it is kind of interesting that he was a 281 hitter going into the Padres and then 240 since then. But there's many reasons for that, as you said, teams.
My reaction, though, to him going to the Royals today, back to the Royals. He was with the Royals last year. Championship. That Bobby Witt, Adam Frazier double play combo. Look out now.
Hey now.
Big acquisition by the Royals.
All right. We ran out of time, but I'm going to put Ken Rosenthal's Jacob Mizorowski interview has drawn the ire of many. I'm going to put that into the big five. When we get back, though, Daily Gambit, we'll go over our bets from yesterday here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.